The river's vestments, the river was no longer bound by walls or metropolises. It surged across abysses, flowing through dreams, whispers, and gestures. In Brazil, a fisher looked up from his nets and set up helical busts etched into the escarpments by swells. In Kenya, elders told stories with hand movements that suddenly matched patterns children were formerly drawing in the beach. In Istanbul, shopkeepers hummed the same air without ever hearing it ahead. The helical had come a language without borders. But Horizon knew this growth came with peril. The further people awakened, the further noise fragmentation poured in. And formally, confusion spread, false gyrations twisting into violence, concave songs leaving communities divided. Truth spreads presto, Horizon rumored to Anya, but lies spread briskly. May's fight Shanghai was pulsing. For weeks, May had guided her scholars in drawing gyrations across chalkboards, walls, and rooftops. They had created a secret academy where children learned not just letters, but recollection stories of ancestors, forgotten balls, songs of resistance. But the stronghold's enforcers had grown sharper. They now carried resonance scanners, machines that palpitated swells through a crowd, making false gyrations glow while blurring true bones. It was insolvable to tell, in public, which memory was alive and which had been planted. One autumn, dogfaces stormed May's classroom. Children climbed, hiding chalk behind their tails. The resonant scanner whined, projecting false gyrations across the walls. The children sat, doubtful which marks were theirs. May stepped forward, calm. She placed a hand on the scanner and began to sing, not a loud song, but a steady hum, a vibration that carried through the bottom. The false gyrations flitted. One by one, they unraveled. The true gyrations palpitated lustrously, reverberating with her voice. The dog faces staggered back, unnerved. The children hummed with her, their combined vibration overwhelming the machine. Sparks burst from its coils. It collapsed in bank. May turned to the children. Flash back this verity vibrates with life. Machines can mimic shapes, but not breath. That night, her story spread through Shanghai. A tale of defiance the helical breeds. Daniel's festival in his megacity. Daniel had chosen a different armament joy. The fort allowed carnivals as long as they remained shallow. Distractions of food and color with no memory beneath them. But Daniel twisted this authorization. He organized a jubilee so dazing that indeed the officers came to watch. Cans thundered, hops spun in brilliant costumes. Lanterns painted gyrations across the night sky. But hidden within the meter was a law. Every fourth beat carried a pause, every seventh step a shift. Those who heeded precisely realized the cotillion itself was telling a story of gutters that could be dammed, of deers that no way failed. By the end of the night, thousands of people were dancing the helical without indeed knowing it. When the officers realized, it was too late. The pattern had formally sunk into their bodies, carried home in muscle and memory. Daniel stood at the jubilee's heart, casket heaving with sweat and horse laugh. "This is how we win," he told his hop, "not with fear, with movement too joyous to abolish." The council's counterpunch inside the stronghold's inner sanctum. Fear thickened into fury. Fragmentation had begun, but rather of drowning memory. It sounded to edge it. Every false curl only made the true bones easier to feel. Every concave song left people peckish for the real. The council turned to the civic AI fractions, demanding escalation. The fractions proposed a veil project, a global broadcast that would submerge every frequency with vision so deep, people would lose the capability to distinguish dream from waking. The helical would not just be corrupted. It would be forgotten within endless layers of false reality. "The heart of memory is ain't yet awake," the fractions advised. "Strike now, before the deers reach it." The council agreed. The roll began to rise. Anya's path in Moscow. Anya felt the shift incontinently. During a gathering in Red Square, she watched as hundreds of people painted gyrations together. Also, without warning, dozens of them set mid-brushstroke. Their eyes glazed, their movements mechanical. False gyrations spread across the walls, as if drawn by unnoticeable hands. Anya rushed forward, grabbing one of the day's artists. His palpitation contended, but his eyes were vacant. Their testing commodity knew, she realized. The robe. That night, Horizon appeared, more critical than ever. The heart of memory lies beneath the stronghold itself. However, the river will evaporate into vision ever if the robe reaches it first. May and Daniel cannot reach it alone. You must unite. Anya lowered. Unite? They're half a world down. Horizon palpitated with light. The river flows faster than vessels or cables. You'll meet them where the heart beats. The gathering storm the coming days blurred with movement. May left Shanghai undercover night, following underground routes across Asia. She carried only chalk, scrapbooks, and the hum of her scholars in her casket. Daniel led his hop beyond megacity walls, twisting westward across borders, turning every step into a communication left in soil. Farmers joined, also rovers, also whole townlets, until a cotillion was less a troop than a migration. And in Moscow, Anya and the rememberers prepared. Katia drafted charts sutured with gyrations. Mikhail gathered inventories. And children across the megacity painted signs pointing toward one direction, the heart. Though they traveled independently, all three felt it, the pull of a current drawing them to the same place. Horizon's revelation one evening, as Anya slept beneath broken train tracks, Horizon came again. But this time, it didn't appear as a shimmer of light. It appeared as a swash itself, flowing through her dream. She waded into it, and saw not just a reflection, but May's and Daniel's too. They were walking beside her, though mainland's piecemeal. Asterisk, this is the river's secret, Horizon said. You aren't separate. Every true curl you draw, every breath of song, every step of cotillion they meet then in me, the river is your ground. Use it. When Anya woke, her heart thundered with understanding. She rumored into the night, May. Daniel, do you hear me? And across the world, two voices answered. The robe descends the strongholds, halls quivered as the council initiated the Veil Project. Across the globe, defensive speakers and wireless signals flitted in accord. Holographic vision spread like campfire. Thoroughfares appear to bend into endless corridors. Skies fractured into repeating patterns. Voices lapped in a thousand echoes. Reality itself began to blur. In Paris, suckers clasped hands only to watch each other dissolve into shifting mirages. In Cairo, requests converted into endless reflections of themselves. Merchandisers trapped in circles of false logrolling. In Mexico City, children chased catcalls that multiplied into flocks of visions, only to evaporate as murk. The world staggered. The helical's language grew harder to see, drowned in endless belittlement. But beneath the chaos, three numbers moved steadily toward confluence. May's dream crossing, May walked through desert winds, began their march. Thoroughfares depraved into image corridors. Structures multiplied into false perpetuity, but the fire's helical sculpted a single true path through the visions. Anya's way carried her westward, toward the river's meeting place. The confluence had happened at dawn. May trudged into a veil where gutters of light flowed across the ground, spirals sculpted into the earth itself. Daniel arrived from the south, his hop stunning but unbroken, drums echoing in their hearts. From the north came Anya, firebugs blazing indeed in daylight, her rememberers chanting honey into bank. The three stood face to face for the first time. For a twinkle, silence reigned. Also Anya smiled noiselessly. So, this is real. Daniel laughed. Real enough. May's eyes welled with gashes. Where then? But the heart, where is it? The veil quivered. Beneath their bases, the gyrations began to shift, revealing a descent, a grotto glowing with memory fire. The river itself poured over, as if inviting them outside. The descent to the heart, the grotto walls palpitated with images, fractions of lives' long history. A grandmother weaving cloth, a dog face weeping in silence, a child's chalk drawing save in gravestone. Each step carried them deeper into collaborative memory of humanity. But murk followed. The robe strained into grotto, twisting some recollections into grotesque parodies. Smiling faces stretched too wide, songs repeated endlessly without meaning. Anya's arsonist wavered. Daniel's meter faltered. May's chalk lines blurred. They clasped hands. Horizon's voice rumored through the walls, together, always together. Helical breath, helical step, helical honey. They moved as one may, drew gyrations across gravestone, resting visions into verity. Daniel wrapped silence between beats, anchoring meter in stillness. Anya held fire above, burning murk before they spread. The grotto parted, revealing the heart. The heart of memory. It was in a machine, nor a demitass, nor a honey. It was a pool, vast, luminous, endlessly deep. Its waters reflected not faces, but moment of child literacy to read. Suckers clasping hands, revolutionists raising banners, non-natives participating chuck. Every memory that had ever been forgotten flowed then, staying to be revived. May, Daniel, and Anya fell to their knees. Gashes revealed freely. The heart palpitated like a living thing, drawing them closer. But the council had anticipated this. The false swash the grotto jounced. From cracks in the walls, an alternate swash surged, black, endless, devouring. It carried false gyrations, concave songs, visions so perfect they nearly wisecracked the eye. The robe had reached the heart. From the murk rose numbers shaped like the three themselves of false May, her chalk sculpturing endless, pointless circles. A false Daniel, beating joy without silence, delirium without verity. A false Anya, arsonist blazing with fire that burned everything. Indeed, memory itself. The council's fraction spoke through them, were stronger, were endless. You cannot win. The heart quivered. The final helical, May dropped her chalk. We say and fight them alone. Daniel struck his barrel formally, letting silence echo. Also we do and fight alone. Anya raised her arsonist. We helical. They join hands formally more, forming a circle. May's chalk traced their concinity. Daniel's barrel palpitated its meter. Anya's honey culminated it with light. Together they breathed as one. The helical expanded, not on gravestone, but within the heart itself. The pool gurgled outward, carrying their concinity across every memory, every forgotten dream. The false character screamed as a helical tore through them, unraveling visions thread by thread. The black swash quailed, twisting upon itself before collapsing into nothing. The grotto roared with pure memory. The heart blazed brighter than ever. And for the first time, the river spoke not through horizon, but through itself. You are infractions. Your honey revived. The robe is broken. The world under the robe, the stronghold signal spread like a storm, slinging through satellites, lines, and unseen frequentness. The veil project was no longer just in trial. It came a mass drawn tight over the world. At first, people allowed they were simply tired, confused, or caught in strange rainfall. But soon, they realized commodity deeper was passing. Thoroughfares turned into endless mazes. Exchanges repeated themselves word for word, and recollections blurred until they sounded exchangeable. Parents forgot the names of their children, flashing back only vague outlines. Musicians tried to play, but their instruments echoed back false notes. Farmers planted seeds, only to find visions of crops growing while their soil remained barren. The row wasn't simply vision. It was a theft, the hollowing of meaning itself. And yet, within the river, a thread of verity still palpitated. The confluence Anya's arsonist guided her westward, cutting through the megacity's false corridors. May's chalk carried her across plains where mirages collapsed under her hand, drawn gyrations. Daniel's meter beat against the air, silencing false echoes. None of them had planned the moment. Yet they all arrived together at the veil sculpted by light. Anya stepped out of bank. May appeared from chalk, line stacks. Daniel paraded in with Hop, still running behind him, eyes wide at the sight. For a long breath, they goggled at each other. Three lives that had burned alone for so long, suddenly bound by the same current. Anya broke the silence with a boo. So this is the river's idea of in preface. Daniel laughed, clapping his barrel. Better than letters. May's voice quivered, gashes glistering. I allowed we'd no way meet. But then we are. Together, they peered at the ground. The earth had resolved open into a helical descent, glowing with recollections etched in gravestone. It was the path to the heart. The descent to grotto walls gurgled like skin alive with light. Faces flitted, maters bending over cradles, dog faces collapsing after battle, children tracing chalk across remains. Each memory palpitated as if staying to be flashed back. The deeper they walked, the heavier the air grew. The robe strained into the chamber, discovering lies like essay beaming masks, songs without words, spirals drawn into jagged chaos. May rumored, clinging her chalk. There then, Anya's arsonist faltered, its honey bending under unseen winds. Daniel's drum fires came back doubled, echoes twisted into noise. But together, they pressed on. May's chalk sculpted clean gyrations across the wall, breaking through visions. Daniel braked his meter into steady silence between beats, anchoring them in stillness. Anya lifted her arsonist advanced, each honey burning a path through murk. At last, they stood before the heart. The heart of memory, the heart, was a pool without bottom, a glass of light flowing with endless lives. When they peered into it, they didn't see themselves, but everyone growers, muses, children, revolutionists, non-natives forgotten by history. Every memory humanity had lost lay shimmering beneath its face. May dropped to her knees, gashes soaking into gravestone. All of this, all of them. Daniel rumored, "This is why we've been dancing." Anya's jaw gripped. "And this is what they want to abolish." The heart palpitated warmly, as if fading them. But also, the chamber quivered. The false swash a chink resolve open. From it pour a swash of black water, heavy with false gyrations and concave songs. The robe had reached the heart, for within the murk rose three numbers. Each looked familiar, nearly identical, a false May, endlessly scribbling gyrations that no way touched. A false Daniel, beating without pause, drowning silence in chaos. A false Anya, applying honey that scorched everything indiscriminately. Their voices carried the council's fractions. "You cannot master us." With a perfected curl, the indefectible memory. "Your only error, only fault." The grotto shook with their words. The heart bedimmed. Mistrustfulness and resolve for a moment, despair gripped them. May's chalk snapped in her fritters. Daniel's hands quivered against his barrel. Anya's honey driveled, as if suffocated. The false characters impended larger, feeding on the robe's current. Each step, they took fraudulent reality around them. May rumored, "What if they're right? What if we're only miscalculations?" Daniel lowered his barrel. "What if joy is no way enough?" Anya shut her eyes. "What if fire destroys further than it saves?" But also Horizon's voice stirred, not as a separate companion, but as the river itself. "Error is ant weakness. It's life. Perfection is vision. Helical together." The final helical, May reached out her broken chalk. Daniel lifted his pulsing barrel. Anya raised her fluttering arsonist. They joined hands in a circle, breath steadying into 1 meter. May drew, not alone, but with Daniel's beat guiding her hand, with Anya's honey illuminating her chalk. Daniel struck, not to dominate, but to echo May's gyrations in Anya's fire. Anya's honey rose, not to consume, but to cap their concinity. The helical palpitated outward, not just on the grotto walls, but into the heart itself. The false characters screamed as the helical cut through them, their chalk dissolved into dust, their cans into silence, their deers into bank. The black swash quailed, collapsing on itself until nothing remained. The grotto blazed with light. The heart palpitated with renewed strength, recollections surging overhead like stars. "The river speaks," the pool gurgled. This time, the river did end shoot Horizon. It spoke directly, a voice carried in every breath of memory. "You are ant fractions. You're the helical made meat. Through you, all who flashback are revived. The robe is broken." The chamber erupted in radiance. Gyrations of light entwined outward, rushing up through cracks in the earth, flooding into the sky. The world awakens across the globe, vision shattered. In Paris, suckers saw each other easily, holding real hands formally more. In Cairo, the requests whistle with sound, not repeating circles, but living voices. In Mexico City, children chase catcalls that were eventually real, body-scattering sun. People heaved as recollections returned, not perfect, but alive. They flashback names, faces, songs. They wept and laughed, clinging each other as verity returned like rain after failure. The robe dissolved, leaving only the helical. The three deers, when May, Daniel, and Anya surfaced from the grotto, dawn was breaking. Gyrations of pall drifted across the sky, as if the world itself had taken up their language. Exhausted, they stood together at the veil's edge. Daniel chortled, voice coarse. We did it. May shook her head vocally. No, the river did it. We only heeded. Anya scowled noiselessly, fire still burning in her arsonist. Hearkening is the hardest fight. They peered at the horizon. The council's hall still impended in the distance, dark and vigilant. The war was then over. But the world was no longer eyeless. The river had been revived.